Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I always have a look at the AgriLife Facebook page, and I see you all are promoting something called Health Talk Express. This particular thing anyway, it may on different occasions and probably does address other issues, but right now you're looking at the problem of cardiovascular disease in Raines County.
Right. Recently I was had to do a report for the state, and I started looking at some of our numbers, and the rate per 10,000 in Raines County was significantly higher than the statewide average. And so it got me looking at the different cardiovascular diseases that go into that kind of umbrella. And it fit perfectly into the Health Talk Express series that I partnered with the Rockwall agent and the Fannin County agent to do.
Mm-hmm.
This series is an online series because, you know, we're all stuck at home still for
right.
the most part.
Right.
But so there's one that addresses understanding a stroke. There's one that addresses controlling blood pressure, and then the third one talks about cholesterol, and they're all around 10 to 12 minutes, so they're short little informative bits that you can watch mm-hmm. to kind of increase your knowledge on having good cardiovascular health.
Okay. I see it in the item on your Facebook page. It said Raines County has about 57 deaths per 10,000 population, and the statewide average is 43 per 10,000.
Correct.
So that's a significant difference there.
It is. And you know, a lot of things that go into that or that are associated with that, also things like diabetes, adult obesity, mm-hmm. premature death. And so there are a lot of things that are connected to that that you can be addressed by just improving your heart health.
Is it mostly a dietary thing? I guess exercise, you know, plays into it too. What else?
Well, there is a lot. I mean, you know, you've got genetics play into a lot of things,
sure.
and that's one of those things that you just can't really
that's right.
you can't fight it. You just got to live with it and learn how to
mm-hmm.
learn what works best for it. But your doctor can help with medicines for genetic things. But as far as diet, making sure that you're having a diet appropriate for your specific condition. You know, if you're whether it be a cardiovascular disease or diabetes, as well as exercise. You know, we don't live very physical lives as they did generations ago. We're not, you know, outside. There's not as many manual labor jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the rates for this type of disease or illness are on the rise in not just Raines County, but also in a lot of rural counties.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not just Raines County. It doesn't stop at the county line there. So Health Talk Express is, how do you find that?
So there's a link to it from the Raines County Facebook page, or you can go to the Raines County website and find it there. The from the Facebook page is probably the easiest. It takes you right to it, and you can access all three of the videos and watch them, and you could watch all three of them over a lunch period.
So go to the Raines County AgriLife Facebook page, and there'll be a link there. We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah's the Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. Got a little more time. Couple of things I want to touch on with you real quickly. You all had another nice item there on raising chickens and then for the eggs at home, and that does seem to be something that's growing now in popularity. I certainly see where we live. I see chickens running all over the place.
It is, and I agree. You know, I'm on social media, I'm always seeing friends that surprise me when they post a picture of their chicken coop, and I'm like, oh, I didn't see them as a chicken person. But you know, it's kind of something that people are kind of reverting back to, going with natural foods, and, you know, being able to produce your own eggs is a great way to have a source of good nutrition right there in your backyard.
The point is made in the article. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's important to keep things clean, keep the chicken coop clean, and the eggs themselves.
Yes, and you always want to make sure that you're trying to reduce any kind of contamination. And so cleaning out the nest boxes regularly is very important, as well as making sure that if there's any broken eggs, you get those cleaned out. But then also, once you collect the eggs, which should be done once or twice a day, collecting the eggs from the nest, washing those, but being careful to just rinse them with water and getting any debris out of the outside. But you don't want to use any chemicals that could get into the porous surfaces of the egg.
Right.
It affects the inside of the egg.
Yeah, it said don't use soap.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a good rinse with some water.
Uh-huh.
All they need.
And the water should be warmer than the egg.
Yes.
So not very cold water. Yeah. So you know, probably lukewarm water. You know, I think most people would understand refrigerate the eggs as soon as possible. It says that eggs will keep for about 3 weeks if they're not refrigerated, but 15 weeks if they're refrigerated.
It's incredible how long they will last if they're refrigerated quickly. And really, they're a great source of all kinds of nutrition things that you need. And so it's really easy to have those in your backyard, but then making sure that you take proper care in them is also very important. And if there is anyone that's interested, they can definitely find the link to that article on the Rains County Facebook page.
We're out of time, but there's also an item on there about the mystery seeds from China, and you all haven't received any reports of those, but if you get something suspicious looking in the mail, let the USDA know about it. And I saw in that article too, don't throw them away because they're worried about them getting into the landfills and so on.
Right, because one of the things that they're worried about is it's initially they were not certain about what type of seeds they were, and so the spreading that could be bringing in some kind of a foreign weed to our population, which we want to try to keep out. So yes, definitely contact the USDA if you receive anything like that.
And don't throw them away. Yeah,
correct.
Hold up, but don't open them either.
Don't dispose of them.
That's right. All right, Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over
all
the phone
line. Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Rains County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day of Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.